Our destiny. Ours is to be and to demonstrate all we are capable of being, being divine. Our destiny. Ours is to be and to demonstrate all we are capable of being, being divine. We have one direction in life, and that is to take this physical body, this mental body, this spiritual body, and reveal it to its highest and most wonderful potential. And we can all do that. And we all do that to the degree that we find it plausible for us to do it. However, many times we pretend that we cannot do it. We pretend that we do not have the destiny of demonstrating all we are capable of being, of demonstrating that we are indeed divine. But we are. We are capable of being unconditionally loving at all times. Now, how do we demonstrate that we are unconditionally loving at all times? How do we reveal that we are unconditionally loving at all times? How do we let our world know that this is who and what we are? How do we let our world have this experience of being us and being, as we demonstrate all that we are capable of being, being divine? We are capable of being unconditionally loving. Now, the big problem of being unconditionally loving is that most of the time we think of it in the outer and we think of it for other people. Other people are unconditionally loving. Other people, we want to do that for others. But to demonstrate all we are capable of being, being divine, we have to unconditionally love ourselves first. We have to unconditionally love who and what we are and be who and what we are under all circumstances. And when we are who and what we are under all circumstances, we reveal something about ourselves that we could never have known possible before. We reveal something about ourselves that is so fantastic, so glorious, so magnificent, because what it is a revelation that we start with ourselves. We start first loving ourselves, and when we have the ability to love ourselves, when we have the ability to see ourselves as loving beings, then we see everyone else in the world as loving beings. Everyone in the world is a loving being, whether we see it or not. That is just the truth of our reality, the truth of our nature. Everyone in the world is a loving being, whether we see it or not. And ours, then, is only to be aware that these loving beings are a reflection of who we are. We are loving beings. We are fantastic beings. We are glamorous, gorgeous, and supercalifragilisticexpialidocious beings. We are capable of being our divine self. And as we are capable of being our divine self, we reveal to the world some of the most outstanding experiences we could ever imagine. We reveal to the world some of the most outstanding and wonderful thoughts that could ever be brought forth in our universe. We are capable of being unconditionally loving, and so we start with ourselves. We start saying to ourselves, I like me. We start saying to ourselves 7 times every single morning, I like me, 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 I like me. And we say it. Now, why do we say 7 times? Well, we could say it 1,000,000 times, and we wouldn't be saying it too often. But we say it 7 times because that's a good start. And as we say, I like me, then we open up the reality of ourself of being unconditionally loving. We open up the reality of ourself being supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. We open up the reality of ourself being something very, very special, very, very wonderful, very, very marvelous in all that we do. Because that is our nature. That is our reality. We are capable of being unconditionally loving. We are capable of being that way all the time. And now as we look in the outer and see everyone in the outer, unconditionally loving everyone in the outer, we build up that reservoir of awareness in ourself. And we do express and we do reveal that. Yes, ours is to be and demonstrate all we are capable of being, being divine. That's who we really are, and that's what our purpose is in life, and that's the only purpose we have in life. We are capable of being whole in our thought. We are capable of being whole in our thought. Our body is a reflection of our thoughts. So whatever thoughts we have going on in our mind, our body is a reflection of them. So if we have thoughts going on in our mind, then we are whole and perfect. We are surrounded by our pure white light of love. We are beautiful. We are fantastic. We are glorious. As we have these thoughts in our thinking system, we demonstrate these thoughts in our physical being. Because our spiritual being, our divine being, is always perfect. It's always whole and perfect, always fantastic in every way. Our spiritual being is always magnificent in every perfect way. But we are not always aware of it. And it's a matter that we look around at the world and we see what other people are creating, we see what we're creating, and we sometimes think, no, that can't be true, that can't be true. And surely it is not true. We are always expressing exactly what we believe about ourselves. We are capable of being whole in our thoughts. So let's be whole in our thoughts, in every thought we think, in every idea that comes into our mind, in every attitude that we look around. Let's look in the world and find the whole and perfect people all around us. Let's look at every person and call forth in our thought, in our sight, in our vision of them, their wholeness and their perfection, seeing them marvelous and wonderful and beautiful and fantastic in every possible way. And lo and behold, the mirror that they are shines back upon us, and we begin to see ourselves in this wholeness, in this perfection, in this magnificence, because it's our reality. It's who we really are and how wonderful we really are. We are capable of looking beyond appearances. We are capable of looking beyond the illusions that stand around us, that we have created. And these illusions are saying that we cannot teleport, we cannot move ourselves from one place to another except by some physical means. We're doing it all the time. We're doing it all the time. We're always moving ourselves from one dimension of reality to another dimension of reality. And the space in between those dimensions is something that does not exist. There is no space between realities. There's only thought. And that thought says, now I live in the allness. Now I live in the isness. Now I am everywhere present. Now I am divine. We are capable of looking beyond appearances, and the more we train ourselves to look beyond appearances, the more we see where we are right now, that we are right now in this divine being. We are being our destiny right now, for ours is to be and to demonstrate all we are capable of being, being divine. And it's not a matter of capable of being, it's a matter of being aware that we already are that which we are. The more we train ourselves to be aware that we are that which we are, the more we shine that forth in every aspect of our life. We are capable of expressing our inner genius, because our inner genius is always there. It's always there in accomplishing anything. We are every man. We are every musician, we are every sculptor, we are every author, we are every mother and father, we are everyone, we are all. And how wonderful it is. And we are capable of expressing our inner genius in this allness that we are. So today we take charge of that awareness that we are that. And we reveal it in everything we think, say, and do. We let it shine forth, and we let our destiny be revealed, for ours is to be. No, ours is, and it is already a demonstration of what we are. And we are capable of all that is right now. We are divine. And being divine, we are magnificent, unimaginably magnificent, fantastic, glorious, wonderful, right now. Our destiny, that's what we are right now. Our destiny is our reality. Our destiny is our reality, and we are all right now. I love you. I love you. I love you.